Okay.
Can't stall any longer.
Today is Daf Yud Beis. We are on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. 7 lines from the bottom where it says Tamid. Yes, so Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir explained that the word Bein Harbayim in the Pasuk doesn't mean from morning to afternoon, which is what we thought it meant. He says it doesn't mean that. It means from the night to the night the next day. So if that's true, so Tamid dikat dikhsiv be Bein Harbayim hachanami. So by Tamid also you should bring a carbon Tamid every day Bein Harbayim. Also, the kuli yom kasher, you can bring whenever you want. That's not true. So Gemara says, no. Hasam midichsev. It says esakeves echad taseh baboker. Well, bring one in the morning. Michlal the bein harbayim amish. So bein harbayim over there really means the afternoon, because it says in the morning. So if you bring two, when is the other one? Bein harbayim over there must mean the afternoon. Ema, maybe it means chad baboker. One you can bring in the morning. Ve'idach kuli yomi. And the other one you can bring whenever you want. Maybe that's the case. How you know it's the afternoon? Maybe it means any time before the next morning. So the Gemara says, no. Echad baboker, v'lo shnayim baboker. No, only one can be born in the morning. You can't be one at 7 a.m. and then one at 8 a.m. So why not? It's Bein Harbayim. No, it can't mean that. So echad baboker, the other must not be baboker. Okay. Neiros, what about lighting the menorah? Dichsiv Bein Harbayim. Hachanam v'dikul yom akasher. So you can the menorah whenever you want. No, that's not true. We only light the menorah at night. Shani Hasam. No, it's different over there by Neiros. Ditziv me'erev ad boker. From night till the morning. By the way, the menorah was lit at night. When nobody's around. It was lit the whole night. Right? V'tanya, me'erev ad boker. Tein la midasa, put in enough oil. Shetehe dolekes v'olekes me'erev ad boker. That it'll last from the night till the morning. In the winter, when the night already starts at 4:30. Making sure there's enough oil in there
for the whole night.
Even when in the summer, when the night starts at 8:30, it's a 4-hour difference between the winter and the summer. 4-hour difference, right? So even in the summer, you're putting in so much oil because you do it in the winter. No, low plug. Davar acher. Another answer. Ein lecha avoda ksher mi'erev ad boker el zubel vad. You know what? This is the only mitzvah that's done the whole night. What does that mean exactly? So it means that it's the last thing that they did. The very last thing that they did was to light the menorah. Okay. Anyway, that's nothing to do with our discussion. We're talking about Bein Harbayim. So Ketores, Dichsiv Ba, Bein Harbayim, Hachanam, Dikul Yom HaKasher, same thing about Ketores. Ketores is brought twice a day, morning and afternoon, Bein Harbayim. So also you can bring that whenever you want. You can bring the Ketores at 8 o'clock in the morning, don't bring it at 11 o'clock in the morning. Can't do that. So the Gemara says, no. Shiny Ketores. Ketores is different. The Iskash Leneiros. It's compared to Neiros. It's in the same, whatever time the Neiros are, the Ketores is. Rashi says on top, Uba'alos Aaron, the Hainu, Bein Harbayim, the Ketores. Fine. Hasam Nami Ksiv, Sham Tizbach, Esa Pesach, Ba'erev. But it also says, by the Karban Pesach, that it should be Ba'erev. So according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir, it can be brought whenever you want. So what's going on here? It says Ba'erev in the evening. So now, Hahu Le'ichur Davar Hu Da'atza. Now that's coming to teach you a different halacha. The halacha is that the last thing you bring is the Karban Pesach. After the Karban Tavit. That's unusual. Usually nothing's brought after the Karban Tavit. Not the Karban Pesach. It's an exception. Rashi says, second line, Yuchar HaPesach L'Tamid. The Pesach is delayed after the Tamid. Even though the whole day is kosher, like he said, if you wait, we said, Pesach you brought, according to him, 11 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning, the whole day, according to him, right? Because Bein Harbayim didn't mean the afternoon, it meant after the night before. So what if you do wait until 4, 5, 6 o'clock, till Bein Harbayim? All right, now it's the Karban Tamid time, the Karban Tamid must be brought first. That's what you learn out from that pasuk about Pesach and Be'erev over here. The Tanya, Yuuchar Davar Shenemar Bo Be'erev Ubein Harbayim. The word the Karban Pesach has two things about it. It says Be'erev, and it also says Bein Harbayim. So that goes after LeDavar Shlo Nemar Bo Ela Bein Harbayim Bilvad. Only something that only said Bein Harbayim Bilvad. Okay. Yeah, of course. Now, we don't hold like this. We don't hold like Ben Beseira. We hold you have to bring it after the carbon tamid, bein arbayim. So what they would do was an Erev Pesach, they would bring the carbon tamid at the earliest possible time,
right,
and then have the rest of the afternoon to bring the carbon Pesach. How'd they bring millions of... I don't know how they did it. They did it. Yeah. Yeah.
He shafted it in the morning, didn't he?
It could be. So they were busy all morning with that. It could be. You mean with the chagigas?
Yeah.
It could be. It could be. Yeah, it's a, logistically, it's a tough day. Umiya Gomidi, there's such a thing. The Ilu, Shachat, Le Mitzafra, Amartas Manahi. If, according to Rebbe Mesira, if you bring the carbon Pesach at 9 o'clock in the morning, that's fine. That's fine, according to him. You can bring it at 9 o'clock in the morning. So that's good. But if you want to come in the afternoon, oh, you can't bring it now. First, you have to bring the carbon tamid. Such a thing like that? It's a funny thing. Says the Gemara, listen to this answer. In, yes, such a thing. The Amar of Yochanan, halacha, the halacha is, mispalo shal mincha, v'yachakach mispalo shal musaf. If they come up at the same time, you daven mincha before you daven musaf. Right? So what do you see? Really, musaf always comes first. Why? Because on a regular Shabbos, what's the story? On a regular Shabbos, when musaf starts, you can't daven mincha. It's too early. What about if it's a day where you can, for example, Simchas Torah, or perhaps Yom Kippur if you have a very slow Baal Shachar that schleps, by the time you get to musaf, it could be ready at 1 o'clock. So what do you do then? Says the Gemara here, mincha comes first. So what do you see? Really, Pesach can be brought whenever you want. But if it's at the same time as the Karban Tamid of the afternoon, it has to wait for the Karban Tamid. Just like Musaf really comes first. But if it's at the same time as Mincha, Mincha comes first. Do we really hold like this? That if Mincha and Musaf come at the same time, you have to daven Mincha first? You have a social do that on Simchas Torah? Yom Kippur doesn't really happen, Yom Kippur.
No.
Who's still davening Shacharis at 1 o'clock? It's not so... It could happen realistically. It's a little unlikely that you're still davening Shacharis when Mincha comes. Unlikely. With waiting, whatever, Yisker, it's unlikely that you could be so long. Simchas Torah is very likely. Especially many shuls, they don't finish till
3 o'clock.
Yeah, 2-3 o'clock. So the time that Musaf, it's time for Mincha. So you really, Mincha comes first? That's what the Gemara just said.
I've never seen it.
Never seen that, right? And it's a Shaila. I can't, I don't know, sure. But the Gemara says that you do that, that's what you do, you have Mincha first.
Wouldn't that follow the Tadr Shani, Tadr Kaidah?
That's exactly why Mincha comes first.
Yeah.
Mincha is every day, and Musaf is only Shabbos and Yontif.
Yeah,
Rosh Chodesh. So more Minchas over the year than Musafs. So Tadr comes first.
Right.
So you ever saw someone do that? You ever saw someone do that?
No.
I've spoken to you, Roshami, that says this only applies if you have to bring them both at that
exact
time.
Same time.
Ah. like, what? Like by Karban Pesach.
Right.
Right. I don't have to bring them at the same time. I can daven mincha now, I can daven mincha later. At 5 hours, daven mincha. What are you bothering me now for? Right. Okay. Now, Bein Harbayim. What? Bein Harbayim. Dichsiv Gabe Ketoros, Ketoros Veneros Lamali. Why do I need to say Bein Harbayim by Ketoros and Neros? Why? What's the question? Because Bein Arbayim really could be at any time. So I have another limud to teach me that it has to be at night. So what do I say Bein Arbayim for? That's not the reason I know that Ketoros and Neros are at night, not because it says Bein Arbayim, because Bein Arbayim doesn't mean anything. It's for another pasuk that says it has to be at night. So why does the Torah say Bein Arbayim by Neros? For Ode, Heshev Rebbe Tachas Ben Besera, Rebbe answered for Ben Becerra, L'diver Rebbe Yehoshua, right? The Rebbe Yehoshua said, Rashi points out, Rebbe Yehoshua said that the Amar Ki'ilu Mishcha P'yud Gimel, if you shecht the carbon Pesach in the morning, on Erev Pesach, it's as if you shechted it on the 13th. It has no value. It has no validity. Right? So on that, Rebbe answered back to defend Ben Becerra, lo, no, you know why the 13th is not the 13th? 13th, she'ain miksaso roy. It's not, the entire day of the 13th is never good. It's like today. Can't shech the Karban Pesach today. Not 1 minute of today is good. Not 1 minute of the 13th is good. Right? So Rashi says, she ain't, look at Rashi. It's a little right where we are, a little up. She ain't miksasa roy. There's no part of the 13th that's good. Therefore, lishmo. To do a Kar Pesach lishmo on the day before Erev Pesach, not such a thing. Hilkach, therefore, lo karina be Pesach bezmano. How could that be a Pesach bezmano? How could that be Pesach bezmano? It's the wrong day. Right? Alma, but what about Erev Pesach? What about Erev Pesach? Of course it's the right day. It's Erev Pesach. All right, it's Achatzos yet. So what? So Ben Mezeri said, so what? It's the right day. It's so hard to call that the wrong day.
It's the right day one time.
Okay, so Ben Mezeri said, it's the right time also.
It's closer, but...
I understand. So, but once you have the right day, Ben Mezeri said, I'm not so makbid on that time, because I hold Ben Arbaim means something else. So it makes a little bit sense. What do you mean, the wrong day? Of course the wrong day, I agree with you. So Rashi says, Alma, what do you see? The Rebbe Sphere like Ben Mezeri. The Mishum... The Miksaso Royal Shmohu the Kamar Time. He's explaining the reason. Since it's a valid day, okay, a little later in the day, it's already considered good enough, it's close enough. Tomar Barba Asar, Shemaksasa Roy. But Dar Barba Asar is the same day. See, if since part of the day is good, not so far fetched to say the whole day is good. The Imisa, if it's true, then if it's true, that what? That Ben Bezerra holds the whole day is good, then Kula Royu. He should have said the whole day is good. Not since part of the day is good, it's good enough. The whole day is mamish good. Elam Rav Yochanan, no. Posel Hoya Ben Bezerra Pesach, no changing it. Posel Hoya Ben Bezerra Pesach Sheshachdu Ba'arbas or Shachris. He would posel a carbon Pesach, brought Erev Pesach in the morning. Not matter, it's just the opposite. Posel it. Bein Lishmo, Bein Lishlo Lishmo. Doesn't make a difference if it's Lishmo or not, it's no good. Why? Hol and Miksasa Roy. Since part of the day is good, only part of the day is good, not the rest of the day. That's very good if the whole day could be good. Yeah. Since part of the day cannot be good, we don't say that then.
But you don't say the reverse. The half of the day is good, so therefore...
I understand. So that's why he comes along and says, I hold like this, because otherwise I can't get out of your kasha. So Magadiv Bar Rabbi Avo, cursed at that. He made fun of that. Im Kain, Pesach... This is a little bit of a funny question. Pesach koshel Ben Bezerra hechi mishkachas la. How could there ever be a carbon Pesach? How do you ever makdish a carbon Pesach? According to Ben Bezerra. Why? Idafrisha idna. If you're going to do it now, what now? On the Erev Pesach in the morning. So, tahav dachamei karahu. You can't bring it now. So how can you makdish it now? Why can't you makdish it now if you're not bringing it now? I don't know. You can't makdish it now. So what are you talking about? Idafrisha miyesmol. If you want to tell me yesterday, I was Makadish yesterday, so Nerev Nidchahu. It was good, then it got pushed off in the morning, because you can't bring it in the morning. So once it's pushed off, it's pushed off. So well, not a difficult question.
It's not a question.
What?
Why don't you
say it as well? That's the answer. It's a difficult question. El, Amar Rabbi Avo, Teilach HaChatzos. You have to be Makadish at HaChatzos, which is when you can bring it. I don't know what that question was.
Get that. How did they ever get that done?
I know, think about it, right? Wait, Abaye Amar, no! I feel it's Emri Tafra. Of course you could designate your carbon Pesach in the morning. Why not? Ein Mechusar Zman Lebobo Yom. There's no Mechusar Zman that day. It's Erev Pesach. Yeah, okay, so right now you can't bring it for a technical reason. The technical reason says Bein Arbayim. That means you can't make it now. Why not? It says Abaye, what's no reason why not? Now, not only that, if Papa Amar, I feel to him a yurta. You can even do it the night before, B'tikas Chametz night. You go after you do B'tikas Chametz, you run to the store to get the animal. You can do that also. Ah, it's not Roy now? So what? Laila in Mechusas Man. The night, nothing to do with Mechusas Man. That's not a Mechusas Man. It's a Mechusar, you can do the Lamdash the thing. It's a Mechusar in bringing Karbanos.
Right.
Is it a Mechusas Man?
No.
Right? For example, we're going to have it now. The Tani Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara is going to bring a riot now by animals. But the same thing by a baby. The baby has the bris milah on the eighth day. So what about the night before the bris? That's one of the reasons why they have a vachnacht. Because really the baby's roy in bris milah now. He's 8 days old. Shkiah, the night fell. But for technical reasons, we can't do the bris till the morning. So that night is already somebody who's supposed to have a bris doesn't have one. So we have a shmirah to make sure he's okay. That's where the makar comes from. Why? Because you see, the night's on a mechusas man. Yeah, for another technical reason, we can't do the bris now. Right? Same way with the behemoths. It says that you're not allowed to bring a carbon unless the baby's 8 days old.
Right.
The baby has to be 8 days old. Right? So, the Tana de Be'er Rishmol, Lel Shmini. What about the night of the 10th, the night of the baby's going to turn 8 days old tomorrow morning? Right? So tonight, like it's just like a baby. This night already 38 days old. So, Nichnas Ladir Liz Aser. Can it go into the pen? I came home from work. I want to do my Maaser Behema. So I'm going to put the animals through the pen. Can this animal go through the pen? Well, if this animal's number 10, can it be a carbon? Well, right now, no. Tomorrow, yeah. Tomorrow, 8 days, right? Tonight, it's turning 8 days old. So the answer is, of course it can go through the pen. Why? Because 8 days old. The Jewish religion starts the day the night before. You can't bring it now. That's a technical reason you can't bring it now. But still goes through the pen, 100%. Kid Rabbi Aftariki, Rami. Kid Rabbi Aftariki, ever heard of him? Rabbi Aftariki, Rami. Ksiv, it says, V'hayashivas yamim tachazimo. It says, for 7 days, the baby has to stay with its mother. Halayla chazi, which implies that the night of the 8th, he doesn't have to be with his mother. It's not 7 days anymore. It's already the 8th day.
Right.
However, Ksiv, it says, V'yom ha-shmini v'hala yeiratzeh. From 8 days old and on, the animal is right to be a carbon. Halayla lo chazi. The night before, it's not right to be a carbon. So what do you...
That's the 8th day already.
What?
We just said that's the 8th day.
So it's a stira.
Right.
Ha-keta, how do you resolve that? Layla l'kedusha. No, the answer is the night before, you can be makdashit. Liyom l'artza. You can't bring it till the next day. That's all. So what do you see? That even the night before, of course you could. So why is the carbon pesach any different? Amalei rav zera l'ravavo, lemar... Suffer of Yochanan, Balei Chayim Nidchin. Do we see from here the fact that he's that that a Bal Chai can be pushed off? A Bal Chai can be pushed off. There's a concept Rabbi Yochanan said before that if somebody donates the animal in the morning, according to Ben Maseira, the animal's no good. It can't be a carbon. Why? It's the wrong time. So why can't you just okay, fine. So come back 2 hours later. You're right, it's the wrong time. You can't come in the morning. So come back after Chatzos. Can you bring the same animal? So the Rabbi Yochanan, no. Why? Because you brought it at the wrong time. The animal got rejected. Once it's rejected forever. Now, do we say that by a live animal?
No.
But not from this poor animal. You don't know the halacha. You have a pagam aretz. You come in the morning with the animal. The coin says, no. Come back at the, 12:58. Come back later. So, okay, fine. I go get a coffee. I'll come back. Right? I can't bring the animal back with me.
Well, he quotes Yuma says that animal can become permanently rejected.
So that's the thing. So there's a hack about that. There's a machlokes about that. Issue about that. Rabbi Yochanan held, yeah, the animal that's alive, even if it's alive, it becomes rejected. Damar of Yochanan, behemah shel snidus, behemah shel shnei shutfin. If an animal belongs to two partners, two people, hikdish chetzia, one of them is machdashit as a carbon. At that moment in time, can this animal be brought as a carbon? No. Why not? Only half Kodesh. The other half the guy didn't Makdash. It's only half Kodesh. So now, right at that moment, can this animal ever be brought as a carbon? Says Rabbi Yochanan, no. You can't bring half an animal as a carbon. You can't do that. So, but at that moment, when you Makdash half, the other half is Chulin, it cannot be brought as a carbon. Right this minute, it cannot be brought as a carbon. Therefore, it can never be brought as a carbon. Even if an hour later, the other part says, by the way, you want to Makdash? Yeah, well, Makdash, why not? Too late. Because at one moment, it was rejected. When was it rejected? When only one partner was Makdashit. It was rejected at that moment. Therefore, it's rejected forever. What do you see? A dichui for a live animal, such a thing. You could reject a live animal. I made it good later. Doesn't make a difference. It's rejected.
Only half of it was rejected.
The point is, the animal can't be brought. You can't bring half an animal. So what do? It got rejected. So you go over to the other partner. You want to donate your half to the base of Makdash? I would love to. Too late. Too late. It got rejected. It never can get unrejected. Right? Chetzia v'chazer v'lakach chetzia v'ekdesha kedusha v'ena kreva. Now, it's holy. It's a holy animal, but it can't be brought. So you have to wait for it to get a mum, sell it. That's all good. It can't be brought. Why can't it be brought? Because the Mizbeach rejected it. Why? Because only half Kodesh at one moment. Same thing over here. Now, I'm not so... Here, Rashi says in the bottom, the last two lines, Hoel Utchilas Hakadusha Lo Nira Lahakriv. The moment it was Kodesh, it couldn't be brought yet, because it was only half Kodesh. The Chetzia Haisa Chulin, half of it was not Kodesh. The Dochoi Meikaruhu, so it was rejected initially. Helkach Eno Kreva Ode, it can never be brought again. V'tire, let it get a mum. V'lokin dameha acheres. And then with the money, buy another animal. Sell it and buy another animal. Okay? I'm not 100% sure what the next line means. V'ose tmura. You can make a tmura out of this animal.
U'tmura kiyotzebo.
And the tamura had the same halachas as the first animal, which means it can never be brought as a carbon.
Why would you make a tamura?
You're not allowed to make a tamura. You're not allowed to. The point is, if you do that, it works. So what happened? You did an aveira by making a tamura. You exchange it for another animal. You're not allowed to do that. And the second animal has the same status as the first animal, which means it can never be brought. So all you did was get yourself an aveira for that. So I don't know why would anyone do that. I don't know. Okay. Now, so shma mina tlas. From this idea, we learn three things. Number one, Shema Mina Balechayim Nidchen. A live animal can be rejected by the Mizbeach. That's true. Shema Mina Dichui Meikara Havidichui. Rejection initially. The minute I was matnish my half, it got rejected. That second it got rejected. Why? Half an animal. Can't do that. And Shema Mina, number three, Yesh Dichui Bedamim. There's Dichui when it comes to money. What does that mean? So Rashi says, Yesh Toras Dichui B'Kedushas Damim. Even though it's not going to be a carbon. Because it's still Dichui. Why? Afal Pi She'eino Kedushas Haguf. Even though it doesn't have Kedushas Haguf, in other words, if I want to donate that chair to the Beis HaMikdash, can I? Yes. Why? You can donate anything to the Beis HaMikdash, even an animal. Can I donate this chair as a carbon? No such thing. So now Rashi says, Kigon Hacha Dehikdish Chetzia. When you donate half an animal, are you donating that as a carbon? No. So donating a chair as a carbon. You can't do this such a thing. You can't donate half an animal as a carbon. So what was that? It was just a donation.
It was invalid status.
It was invalid status. It's like donating a chair as a carbon. No such thing. You can donate a chair to the Beis HaMikdash. That you could do. I could donate a half an animal as a carbon?
No.
No such thing. So therefore, and what did I donate it for? I really donated it, donation to the Beis HaMikdash. I can give a check, I can give a chair, and I can give a half an animal. They're all good. Ein lo chelek el chetziyav. Ein kedusha roi lifshad v'kula al piv. The kedusha could not spread to the whole animal by your promise, by your verbalizing it, because you don't own the whole animal, right? V'lo amrina v'afa v'afilu hachi shayach bedichoy v'didchol alamas. So what? It's still rejected and rejected forever. We don't say, it's only a donation. Why would the Beis HaMikdash reject that? Why would they reject it? Let them sell it, make some money. But I'm sure the Beis HaMikdash is going to have an eBay account, and every time someone donates something, they're going to sell it. What do they need it for? But the point is, you donated it. Not by an animal. Because an animal could be a carbon, so it's already a discussion. So anyway, it's dichui. It's dichui anyway. Okay.
So how did they do that? So you had 100 shutfin and a carbon pesa. So okay, inside, you have 100 shutfin and a carbon pesa. All of them at the same time have to say, okay?
No, that's how that's register. No, you register, and then you made one a shliach.
So
that's one of the makaros of shlichus, that we know a shliach could be such a thing, from a carbon pesach. You're right, you don't need all 100 owners in there. Only one guy has to go.
Got it.
Exactly, that's exactly right. Yeah.
So what happens then with the money? You're supposed to buy another carbon?
Correct. Why?
That's the way to get around it. Then.
Correct. Correct. But the point is, the animal got rejected.
Right.
That's the point. Okay. Amar Ula, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Achal Chelev, listen to this case. Achal Chelev, you ate Chelev, forgot, made a mistake. The Hifrish carbon. You donate a carbon because that's what good Jews do. They donate a carbon chazas. Then, Vahamar Doth. Then you go off to Derech. Now, the halacha is, the Beis HaMikdash will not accept the carbon from someone who goes off to Derech.
Right.
Guy's not from, we don't take his carbon. A guy will take a carbon from a guy, but not from someone else's derech. So what happened was, he ate chaylev a mistake, he was a good Jew. Then he designated a carbon. Then he went off to derech. Now he does tshuva. Okay, then, v'chazar bo. Now he does tshuva. So the answer is, hoel v'nidche yidche. That animal got rejected. Once he went off to derech, we would not take that animal. So now that he does tshuva, we still don't take it. You imagine this guy's going to stay with his tshuva?
Same animal.
Same animal, exactly.
But it's a different type of pickle.
What?
A different type of pickle that you normally would have.
Not pickle, a dichui. A rejection. It's a different kind of rejection. You're right. The rejection's on the body, not on the animal. Before it was on the animal. Now it's on you. You're rejecting.
What's the record for this?
For this idea? Itmar Nami, Amar Yirmi, Amar Bavo, Amar Yochanan, Achal Chelev, Guy eats Chelev, Vehifrish Carbon, and he designates a carbon, then Ishtata. He goes crazy. He has a nervous breakdown. He goes crazy. He's in the hospital. Right? V'chazar v'nishtafa. Then it gets better. So that animal been sitting for 3 weeks, waiting for this guy to recover. So what, can the animal be brought? No, it cannot be brought. Why? Because when he went crazy, he didn't have any das. Someone without das cannot bring a carbon. The animal got rejected. That's exactly the point. Once the animal gets rejected, even if it's rejected because of the Baal. Here, it's the Baal's problem, not the animal's problem. The Baal's the issue. Doesn't matter. It got rejected. Once it got rejected, it got rejected.
So there's no like everything about it. He's a Jew.
What? I'm not saying he's not a Jew. He has to bring another animal. That's the rule.
From what?
What do you mean from what? Let him, this animal... We'll get to it.
Is it actually
recorded? Yeah, I think so. I'm not going to do it today, but I think there is. But Tzvichi, I need you to teach me both cases.
So
one case...
The Kohen investigates who brought the carbon?
Yeah, the Kohen says, yes, I guess so. Or maybe there was a call. This guy went crazy. He was in the hospital for a month. Now he's better. Okay, that animal can't be brought.
So then he has five cars, and nothing can ever
be brought. What five cars?
I guess the wound.
No, so he waits for it to get a mom, sell it, and use the money, buy a regular animal now. Now, we need both cases. Diashbin Kamaisa, if he only had the case of the guy going off to Derech, Mishom, Dahu, Dichabi, Benafshe, Biadayim. He did that on his own volition. On his own volition, he decided, I don't want to be firm anymore. So, you really rejected the carbon by yourself. Avol Bahacha, but in the case of the guy went crazy, he can't control that. He got sick. Dimimela Idchi, it happened by itself. So maybe it's Kiyashan Dami. The guy went to sleep. The guy donates an animal that goes to sleep. So the animal's rejected. Well, it can't be brought when you're sleeping, so therefore it's rejected? Of course not. So maybe this is like a guy who took a nap for 3 weeks, and now really it's not rejected. Comes along the Gemara, no, it is rejected. And if you would, well, only would have told me the case of the guy who went crazy, because Mishum de'ein biyado latzar. It's not up to you whether you get better or not. It's not up to you. So I would have thought, that's rejected, mamish. This guy could be in the hospital never his whole life. Never get better. Abu Hacha, but by a guy who went off to Derach, the HBO do Lachzor, you just do tshuva. That's all. Just do tshuva and you come right back. Ema, I would say, low. So it's not rejected, really. Because you can do tshuva at any moment. It's up to him. Therefore, tzvicha, no, that's rejected.
So he himself would have had to, when he went off to Derach, rejected the idea, rather than just went off to Derach.
Correct. So,
really, because...
correct. Right. What does it mean going up? We say homer daito. He became an apikoros. What does that mean?
It says you're a mumar.
A mumar. What does that mean?
An apostate.
What kind of apostate? What kind of apostate?
It says you're
a I know. So there's two kinds. There's one lahachis and one l'tayavon.
What does that mean?
That means he walks down the street, he'll go into McDonald's. Why? Because he's angry at Hashem. Doesn't want to be firm anymore? No, he can't. He can't resist. Type is too strong for him. So in a way, we're all like that, no? We're all like that in a way. Not McDonald's, it's something else. Why do we do averus? Well, because we're angry at Hashem, we do averus l'hachas. Of course not l'hachas. The taiva is too, we can't fight the taiva. So that's a different kind of mumar. Then you have a guy, goes off the derech, right? I don't want to be frum, I don't want to keep Shabbos. Most of us don't do that. We don't do that. Right? Shabbos is the best thing in the world. Okay, so it's difficult, I understand. The pros outweigh the cons. Right? That's why we all keep Shabbos every Shabbos, because the pros outweigh the cons. What? What'd you say? Right. So that could be, that might not even be, because the guy grew up like that, whatever. It's very complicated. The point is, I don't know if all mumers are created equal regarding every halacha. Right, then you have a guy, a mumer, I can't imagine the Torah doesn't want me to wear shatnez. I can't imagine such a thing. What's that? It's worse than a guy who has a baltaiva. He's already knocking things. He's a culprit. Only in that. So there's a lot of different grades of a mumar. Not all mumars are created equally. What does it mean over here? Mumar, I don't know exactly what kind of mumar we mean over here, right? You hear it all the time. The Torah didn't want me to be so unhappy, right? You hear all those people say that all the time.
Uh-huh.
Torah didn't want me not to do this, right? The Torah said you can't do it. No, Torah didn't want. Well, what are you, smarter than the Torah? The answer is you don't like it.
No, he said Torah.
So it's a kind of a mumar, right?
What he said is the Torah didn't mean me.
The Torah didn't mean me. Yeah. By Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the following question. Achal chelev. Listen to this question. In case you missed Harius. Achal chelev. You do it, right? Achal chelev. You ate chelev. Vifrish carbon. You designated a carbon. Then v'horu bezit shechelev mutter. Then they said chelev is mutter. Excellent. The carbon that I just donated to bring for eat the chelev. What do I do with that carbon now? It's mutter now. Is that considered rejected? Then v'chazir behen, then the bezit said, oh, we made a huge mistake. Of course it's not. Of course you're not allowed to eat chelev. That was a big mistake we made. Now, Mal, what do I do with this animal? You hear this question? Only Rabbi Yirmiyah gets a question like that. You hear that question?
Then we establish you lock it up.
Not because it's skimming the line, that's why.
Exactly. Because you're not defining the parameters of what it means to be dachli. What about over here? Mi havi dachli or lo havi dachli? Is it rejected or not? So Amalei Ahu Saba, ki pasach Rabbi Yochanan b'dechuyin meha pasach. When Rabbi Yochanan would start teaching his classes, his lectures, his shiurim about dichui, he would start with that case, that crazy case. That's what he would start with. Why? Because there's no greater dichui than that. Bezin came along and said, that animal's not a carbon anymore. Why? We matered it. No greater dichui than that. Right? My taima, what's the reason for that? Why is that the greatest dichui of all? Hasam gavra idchi, carbon lo idchi. Hacha carbonami idchi. Because usually it's all you. It's you. You went off the derech. You went crazy. Here, the animal was rejected. The animal was rejected. It's the best dichui of all. So we got rid of the animal. How did we get rid of the animal? Bezin said it's mutter. Okay.
What's the answer to the case?
The answer is that it is dichui. Not only is it dichui, it's the best dichui.
What was the case?
You ate chelev by mistake. You donated an animal for a chatos. Then Bezin paskin chelev is mutter.
But then they paskin
is
not.
But when I what at that moment, yeah. I don't have to bring this animal anymore. It's a carbon. No, Bezin said it's mutter. So there's no animal, there's no carbon. What do I do with this animal? It's dichui. Then an hour later, Bezin changed their minds. It's too late. The animal's been rejected. Once it's rejected, it can't get unrejected. That's the best case of dichui, because the animal was rejected, not you. Okay. Next. Then we said, Amar Shimon ben Azai, mikublani mipi shivim v'shnayim zakein. I had a Kabbalah from 72 elders. What was the Kabbalah exactly? That if any carbon brought shalol Hashem, shalol Hashem is kosher. So why does it say zakein? Shouldn't it say zakeinim, plural? Lama lila misni shivim v'shnayim zakein. Why is it zakein? The answer is, l'kulu b'chada shitasa havikayim. Because they all said the same thing. It was like one voice. Right? That one voice. Okay. Then it said, Lo hosif ben Azai ela ola. Ben Azai added an ola, that even an ola also, that's not brought lishma, is also no good. We learned in the Mishnah, the first Mishnah, that an ola brought shlo lishma. You have to make another one, but it's good. He said, no, an ola is also not good. It's not good at all. You have to make another one for sure, and it's not good. Amar Vuna, my time into Ben Azai. What's the reason for Ben Azai? Why do you say that? So the answer is, ola, he ishireach nechoch Hashem. It says Olahi ishireach nechoch Hashem. It should be a reach nechoch Hashem. He lishma kshira shlo lishma psula. If it's lishma, yeah. The he teaches me has to be lishma. He, yeah. Shlo lishma, no good.
I'm sorry.
Olahu. So Ashanami ksiv behu, but the Ashanam also says who. So hahu, that who is laachar hektaris emur mudiksiv. That who by Asham is only said after the fats are supposed to be burned. That's at the end of the carbon process. You don't even have to burn the fats. It's not going to make a difference on the carbon. That who can't teach me that if it's not Lishma, it's no good. Can't. That's who is written too later. Yeah. Too later. It's written too late in the process. So Gemara says, Hi, Nami Lachaktar Zimur Mudetziv. The Ola also says who at that point. So Gemara says, No, Trey Hu Ksivi. There are two who's by Ola. What are the two who's? One is in the 13th pasuk of Parshas Vayikra, where it says Vakar Vakarayim Yirchatz B'Mayim Vakar Vakar and Tzakol Olahu Ishrech Nichoch Hashem, and in Shemos it says Vaktar Tes Kol Ha'Ayilam Esbecha Olahu Gizont. That's by the Reach Nichoch. Fine. Tabi Hashem Nami Trei Hu Ksivi. By Hashem it also says Hu twice. So therefore, Ela Ben Azai Bekal V'Chomer Ma'isila. No, Ben Azai had a kal v'chomer. That what? He He has a Kal V'chomer that what's the Kal V'chomer? Then Ola has the same halacha as a Shlomim. What's the Kal V'chomer? Same halacha as a Chatas. Ma Chatas she'eino kolel. Shachta Shalosh Ma'psula, a Chatas, which is not all totally burnt. If it's Shalosh Ma'is no good, so Ola, she kolel, lo kolshkin. So an Ola, which is burnt, for sure should be no good if it's not Lishma. What kind of Kal V'chomer is that? Because Ma L'chatas, she came in Chaperes. But a Chatas has a Kapara. That's why it has to be Lishma. So the Gemara says, Pesach Yochiach. Pesach will disprove that. Pesach not a kapara, and it has to be lishma. Says the Gemara, Ma'ala Pesach, shekin kavua. It's mano kavua. But Pesach also is unique. It only can be brought one day a year. That's why it has to be lishma. Chadas tochiach. Chadas will disprove that. Chadas can be brought any day of the year. So chazer adin. It keeps on going in a circle. Lo rizek rizek, lo rizek rizek. Hatara shavu shebehen. The bottom line between a Pesach and a Chadas is, shebehen, chadas shavu shebehen, shein kachim, they're kachim. Fishachton shalolish ma puzzle. Af ani avi ola. She kachim, fishachton shalolish ma puzzle. Right? Malatara shavisha behen, sheish ben tad kares. Yeah, but both chatos and pesach have a kares issue to them. So that's why they're so machmir. Says Ben Azai, tad kares lo parach. That's not a kash on me. You know why? Because the kares is different. Kares for a Pesach, if you don't bring it, you get kares. What's chatas have to do with kares? If the avera you did, b'mezid, that would have been kares. But I didn't do it b'mezid. I did it b'shogi. So what's kares? What kind of kares? No kares. So therefore, that's not a kasha, my Kal V'chomer. Chatas and Pesach are different. They're both similar. There has to be lishma. So to nola. Yeah, but chatas and Pesach have kares. But they don't. Pesach has kares. Chatas is very tangentially related to kares. Very far removed from kares. I know. So another Pesach. Well, Pesach is kachikalim.
Exactly, and Chatzis is not.
I know, but yet they both have to be lishma. So why should Ola be different? So now the Gemara says, well, if you throw Ola into the mix, then Shlom, then Asham also throw into the mix. Asham nami laisi. So Asham also has to be lishma. Then everything should be lishma, right? Asham parach. No, Asham not. Why not? Malatara shavish behen shekin yeshnan betzibur kibiyachid. Because there's such a thing as a there's no such thing as an Asham tzibur. No such thing. There's a Chatas tzibur. There is a Pesach tzibur. Well, tzibur, you know, yes and yes and no. It's a quasi tzibur or a Pesach. Anyway, v'boisema, or you could say tzad kares nami parach. That thing about the kares is a good problem. That is a good kasha. That is a good kasha about the kares. The ubenazai gemara gemirila. And Benazai had a tradition, for whatever reason, that Ol is also on the list. For whatever reason. Had a tradition. Vad the Kamar of Huna, Kal V'chomer. I, Rav Huna, said it's a Kal V'chomer. Right? He said it's a Kal V'chomer. Right? It's not really a Kal V'chomer. Lo Amar Ruela L'chadeh B'talmidav. He only said that to see if the guys were listening. Oh, it's a Kal V'chomer. And people are half asleep. So it's Kal V'chomer. Whoa. What kind of Kal V'chomer is that? That's why he said that. It's not really a Kal V'chomer. What is it? It's just a tradition. So we had a tradition that Ola is on the list of karbanos that must be brought lishma. Why is it on the list? We don't know. That's what a tradition means. We don't know the reason. He just said that to make sure people were paying attention. All right? So we'll stop here. I'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
Right on this time.